Welcome to the FT Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Tuesday, the 17th of December, and I'm recording at 10:14 p.m., and that's Greenwich Mean Time. Now, mixed action here today, but overall, the big point that I should emphasize again is that sentiment is being entirely dominated by, certainly at least in stock markets, by the Fed's meetings here, which continue tomorrow. Now, what will happen? Well, it's impossible to know. I would say, as I have before, I believe that inertia would suggest that it would be very easy for them to leave policy alone prior to the Christmas and New Year holidays. But then there would also be a symmetry and obvious logic to commencing some tapering. Symmetry for Ben Bernanke, who of course introduced the whole QE segment of monetary policy. Okay, so what happened here? Well, no, except I'll just add on that expect a volatility later this week, certainly on Thursday and Friday. And for those who are active investors, it's an opportunity to counterpunch. In other words, if markets surge upwards because they leave for whatever reason, but presumably because they leave policies unchanged, then you would have an opportunity to lighten something or book a profit before year end. Conversely, if markets move down sharply, then if there's anything that you've been looking to buy that is attractive in terms of yield and also relative to its moving average and not overextended in terms of valuations, and that you'd have another opportunity there. But overall, as I say, I expect volatility. I do not expect any kind of disaster because monetary policy remains very positive, and whether we get QE tapering or not, it's going to still be an important overall tailwind for stock markets. But you know the story. Wall Street's overvalued and overextended. Not dramatically so, but enough so to make it a little bit more risky up here at these levels. Meanwhile, in terms of today's action, we had a small decline on Wall Street today, and that VIX index has been edging up in the last 3 weeks. It's closed off its high of the day, but you know that investors are going to be a little bit edgy in here. Mexico and Brazil both closed lower, as did Canada in response to Wall Street's action. Europe did not have an impressive day. It gave up, maybe two-thirds to three-quarters of yesterday's gains, and therefore, it needs another rally here to reaffirm the overall upward dynamic. But remember, there's overhead trading, the upward dynamic that we saw yesterday in those European indices. Now, in Asia, which obviously closed earlier, Japan picked up, and it was helped by Wall Street's rally, but it's not going to be helped by the yen in here today because that slipped back to 102.69 against the US dollar. Hong Kong was down, Australia was a bit higher. Generally mixed performance in Asia. Say the Japanese indices were higher, the Chinese indices, well, mainland China a little bit lower, not a lot, well, half a percentage point on average. And that's still underperforming there in mainland China, but Taiwan had picked up half a percentage point. Korea and Australia up a quarter of a point each. India drifting downwards again. I think sixth consecutive day. And it had started higher, but then closed a bit lower, partly because the rupee had edged just back above the 62 level. Remember, the central bank wants to keep it in the 62 to 60 range, and the market gets nervous whenever that rupee starts to weaken again. Most other Asian markets showing a bit of a rally, the best of which was Indonesia at 1.37%. Now, in government bonds, the yields came down a little bit. I think the U.S. 10-year is back to 2.83 and change. If they fall tomorrow, and incidentally, it's up to I need to be away on a number of business-related events tomorrow. But if those yields come down tomorrow, that would suggest that at least people on the bond market thought that they might get a little bit of reprieve from the Fed temporarily. In other words, a postponement of tapering possibilities. U.S. dollar, again, a little bit easier in here today, but very quiet here overall. What is noticeable is that the Australian dollar easing a little bit further. The central bank has been anxious to soften its currency somewhat. And precious metals, well, it's sort of up one day, down the next, and declines across the boards for the excuse me, for the precious sector. Here today, I see palladium 1347, gold 1231, silver 1988, but overall they're range bound and still above those summer lows that we saw back in that June July May June July period. Looking at the commodities, and let me just get this code right. Industrial metals mix. Overall, my feeling overall is that they are in a support building process, but that may be a bit lengthy. But remember, the metals and metal prices and the cyclical mining shares often get a decent late run in aging bull markets, or even slightly after the overall trend for indices has peaked. And that happens not least because their valuations are cheap. You know, you see current or future price earnings ratios of 10 or a little lower, some of these resources stocks versus 25 and higher for some of the very fashionable tech stocks and retail stocks, including autonomies that have been running so powerfully this year. Now, oil, a little bit easier. The Brent down to 108.33. And we saw now sugar. Sugar took another hit in here today. It's really getting quite cheap. Remember, we last talked about, or I last talked about in these audios, and I think Owen commented on them as well, that remember it was a few weeks ago that the coffee prices were getting so overextended on the downside, and I'm still annoyed with myself for not having for picked up a little bit of it. I'll use as my excuse for not doing so just preoccupation with the new site and debugging it. But what we see now is sugar is becoming extremely overextended. So the first upward dynamic, hopefully it'll give us a clear signal, would suggest a short covering and opportunistic long buying opportunity overall. But commodities, for the most part, or soft commodities at any rate, along with the precious metals, a little bit soft in here today. And that's pretty much it. So expect a little more drama tomorrow, and certainly on Thursday and Friday. Meanwhile, all the very best to all of you.